I have one question. What the heck happened to MTV?
What do you mean?
Okay, I remember a time when the only human contact on there was Aeon Flux.
Yeah, that was a good show.
And now I'm lucky if I even find a music video on there.
Yeah,
it should be called RTV, because that's all it is.
Well, they have MTV2 now, and that's where the music is.
Yeah, but
they still have shows on there.
Yeah, they still have reality shows. I mean, there's no music video channel that just plays music videos.
Is there? Is there not? Not even one that is. Yeah, I guess.
VH1 has reality shows. BET has reality shows. What else? Fuse has them.
I think there's only so much time you can spend staring at music videos, though, right? I mean, doesn't the music video get kind of old after a while? You're like, okay, you can listen to music in your car, and it's real easy. Like, I've never gotten into music videos really that much. I can watch it once, and I'm like, oh, that was a good music video. Yeah.
Awesome.
And I can continue to enjoy the song forever, but I don't know. I think it's just one of those things.
I can watch music videos all day.
Could you?
Yeah, it's kind of like the internet.
You can watch music videos online, too, constantly.
Yeah, but for some reason, it's just not the same coming from your TV.
Yeah, I know. Better picture and better sound and everything.
Yeah, because you're not looking at like an 8x5 box.
Yeah. Well, at least there are like 30 music channels, so you can flip between. You can find a music video on at any given time. You just have to flip around.
True,
I know, that's no fun.
No, it's not fun.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's not your fault.
Well, I still feel like, I still feel sad. I still feel for you.
I just wish MTV would go back to the way it was.
It's never going
to
happen. It's been this way for, 10, 15 years now? I mean, this isn't the new thing MTV's doing.
And what happened to Ren and Stimpy? I miss Ren and Stimpy.
I don't know where you can catch old Ren and Stimpy episodes at. Nickelodeon playing those or not?
Oh, Nickelodeon don't have them.
Not even late night?
Nickelodeon's gone down.
I mean, MTV2 used to show it.
Nickelodeon is obscenely popular, but it's with kids, So. All right, well, we're sorry to hear about your music video world crashing down upon around you, okay?
That's okay. Not your fault.
All right, well, have a good weekend, okay?
You too.
See ya. Hey, you got something for Free For All Friday?
Well, I was just curious. I wanted to hear the rest of your story about the Kitty Parent grocery store. Were you done?
Oh, more of my ideas on it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first off, it would be a place where kids are welcomed. You bring the kids in and everything, and you don't have sharp edges on anything, right? So the kids don't hurt themselves. Maybe the produce is a little bit higher up or something so that you don't have to worry about the kids slobbering all over it or whatever. Maybe even there's a toy area where you can push the kids off to and they can go play over there while you go do your shopping. I think that, there's a definite market for something like that.
I think you're onto something. If it's anything like my ideas, you'll see one here in about a week.
What's your idea?
You just have an idea, and then you see it out in the store, and about a week later.
Yeah. Poof.
My other quick question is it just me, or has anyone ever noticed the more vagrants and bums that are popping up around the JC area?
I don't know that I've noticed.
I just passed 18 and 70, and there's a tent popped up with two bums sitting there sleeping.
Oh, they have a tent?
Yeah, right there off 77 and 18.
No, I guess I have noticed a lot more sitting on, we're at I-70 and 77.
Yeah.
And on the I-70 entrance, it seems like every once in a while there's a dude sitting there, and it seems like they've been popping up more lately. But I'm wondering if that's just the weather. Maybe they're out more because of the weather or something. I don't know.
Nope, that's all I wanted to know. I liked your grocery store idea, so I just want to hear more about it.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate the interest.
Yep, later.
See ya. And the main result, the main consequence of this all is that we don't have to deal with the kids running around and almost killing them with the grocery carts at the regular grocery store.
I think it's a good idea.
All right. Give me some financing and we'll get going on it.
Okay.
You got something for Free For All Friday?
Okay. So yesterday I was watching the Tyra Banks show.
I'm sorry.
There wasn't anything else on. But it was about the adult film industry. They had porn stars on there.
Yeah.
Talking about the day in the life of a porn star. And they went to the set with this one lady, and they were talking to her co-star, and they were like, so, what do you do on your days off? And he's like, oh, on Sundays, cook a big breakfast for my family, and we go to church, which I thought was odd, but I guess porn stars need Jesus, too. So.
Yeah, they got a lot to confess, I guess.
And then, but the funny part was, it wasn't really funny, it's good they do this, but they have, an adult industry medical clinic, And they all, it was founded by this doctor who was a former porn star in the 70s. And they get tested for STDs and stuff every 28 days.
Sure.
But the doctor, you could tell she'd had some plastic surgery in her face and stuff. But she looked remarkably like Patrick Swayze did in Tu Wong Fu. It was kind of scary.
Wow, yeah. That, I wonder why she got out of the adult film industry.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't know why. She was kind of mannish.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's, you know, there's a niche for everybody, so you got to watch out.
Yeah.
Shouldn't rule it out for anyone.
You know, the porn industry doesn't work for you. You go to medical school.
There you go. It's the next step up.